Remember, the elections took place without a truly political process in the form of a peace agreement in the country. So which may indicate indeed that there are a number of core political issues that remain unresolved. The country itself, the president has established a dialogue process around the disarmament program that partners are supporting, and the UN is an important partner in this. And he has also made it very clear that that DDR process will not be only a technical endeavor, but can be open to address broader political issues. So which is a welcome development. But we also have come to agree all together that this might not be enough. I'm not seeing any justification to so much brutality and awful killings of innocent people.
You've mentioned some of the efforts that are being led in terms of including dialogue in the DDR process or African Union initiatives. What do you think needs to be done concretely? What would you like to see happen concretely?
It's important to note, for example, that the committee established by the president, bringing together all the 14 armed groups, has been working. They have been meeting. But what we're seeing is beyond these meetings, and these meetings should not be only for the sake of just, you know, going through the motions. And what must happen is that as these groups accept to go, meet and talk, they should stop the killing. I do believe by mid-July, we must have a roadmap and we must come to some concrete agreements as to what needs to take place. And meanwhile, a cessation of hostility should be respected by all.
MINUSCA, the UN mission on the ground, has come under heavy criticism during this time. A lot of people are frustrated with its response, its ability to fulfill its mandate. How is this affecting the mission's resolve and its ability to bring peace and stability to the country?
In a way, as this criticism really affected us. Because we know, and the head of state and the government is very clear about it, that there is no substitute, no alternative to what MINUSCA is providing. I mean, the real question is, where would be Central African Republic without MINUSCA? It's a huge, complex, you know, problem. It's difficult because we share the frustration of the population because nobody wants to live in peace tomorrow. People want to live peace today. And what I'm telling them is that you may help us to help you. And one of the ways of doing it would be to stop inflicting so much suffering to your own people. And MINUSCA is, you know, I have a lot of compassion and sympathy for my people. It's a difficult undertaking that we've been entrusted with by the Security Council. But we will continue to doing because we know that at the end of the day, the people of Central African Republic have no alternative. And the state of the nation is so weak that had it been for the UN and for the international community solidarity to project this force on the ground, we would have been maybe on the verge of another massacre and genocide.
MINUSCA has also had a tough history with sexual exploitation and abuse.
Sadly.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've headed up efforts to enforce the zero tolerance policy rigorously. How's that going?
I will not be satisfied until we reach zero case. Zero tolerance policy is working. It is working because the numbers speak by themselves. I'm seeing a drastic reduction in the number of reported cases. Understand, whenever we face one single case, is one case too many. In MINUSCA today, we have established very strong mechanisms to control and verify what is happening.